brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy, we are in for a special treat tonight. Madison Supergroup and indie pop singer, songwriter trio Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, they share a bond in spirit and genuine passion for performance. Each an artist in her own right, Jen Farley, Beth Killey, and Shondell Marsh come together and unite their powerful harmonies with clever music that sometimes includes a kazoo.
Kazoo!
Jen, Beth, and Shondell, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Has Art Paul, does he have an endorsement with y'all?
Oh, good question.
Not that we know of.
Okay.
That we know of.
Describe that special, like, spirit that bonds you together.
Well, you know, as adult women, we have found something special. We have a special sauce between the three of us. And, you know, it's really hard to find friends when you're an adult. And when it is, this is a true phenomenon, like, to, you know, find good friends, because you're doing your own thing. You're, yeah, you know, separated and raising families and stuff. And to be able to find three people, or me being finding two people, that are genuine and amazing, and together we just have the best time. So it's not work. It's just fun and being with your sisters. So that's our spirit together. It's just,
we've also been through a lot together.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we have been through hair color changes.
Yes. We all now wear glasses.
Relationship status changes. Yes. Eyesight changes.
Eyesight changes.
Almost 11 years we're going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, tell us just a little bit about your band.
Well, we have two albums. We're working on a third album.
Yeah.
And we play around the Madison area. We love to do neighborhood festivals. We also go on tour. Our music is heartfelt. And we also do some favorite covers.
Yeah.
Well, now, who plays kazoo?
That would be me. I'm Jen.
Jen.
I have a doctorate in kazoozology from Kazoo U. And
that's great.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Is that on Google?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kazoo U.
Kazoo U. And it has been said that I am the Aretha Franklin of kazoo playing.
Wow, that's a great quote.
It is.
Jen said it.
I said it, but...
Well, it's still a great quote. Now, Mama Cares, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets have signed up to play the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary party at the High Noon Saloon on March 30th, along with the Jimmys and Sam Ness. That's from 3 to 8 p.m. What does Mama Cares mean for you, and why do you think it's a good cause to play for?
Well, Mama Cares is an organization, or it's an offshoot of the MAMA, Madison Area Music Association, that specifically helps musicians in need. So if someone has a health crisis, or has a house fire or something along those lines, and that musician needs financial support, Mama Cares steps in and provides financial support. So it's a really important thing for working musicians like ourselves who, you know, if your source of income is gone because you can't use your arm because you just had shoulder surgery. Mm. I know, you know, recently Mama Cares gave funds to a musician who had shoulder surgery and couldn't play his keyboard. So things like that, that the Mama Cares organization has helped fund. And so it's just nice for musicians to know that they have support. And it's a lot of times musicians like us who are doing events like this that support them. So it all comes around. We're one big happy family.
Yeah. And it's hard to have health insurance when maybe you're like a full-time musician, right?
Absolutely.
So musicians are historically underinsured.
Yes,
in health in this country.
For sure.
It goes a long way. We talk about it all the time. You know, go to themamas.org, click on the Mama Cares tag. You know, Beth, you worked with the Mamas for a while. You did some great stuff with them.
Yes.
And you of all people know that the one thing that the mamas need are volunteers.
Absolutely. Yes. I worked with mamas for about a decade. Loved the organization. Just kind of ran out of bandwidth and, happily parted ways with them, but still support them 100%. Dana Perry has stepped in as the new executive producer. Just an incredible person. Lots of great people. And it's all for charity. They're putting instruments in kids' hands. So it's a great organization. Love them.
Now, excuse me. Let's get to some live music in the lair with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Hold on. Somebody's going to have to talk about this song.
Kazoo.
And this is presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You have two songs to play for us tonight. And the first one is called I Have Love For You. And it was released on Valentine's Day. Are there a few blushing husbands out there?
Okay. Only two of us actually have husbands. But the one that doesn't may have caused some blushing as well.
I see.
Very good. Very good.
I understand.
But honestly, it's not necessarily about our blushing spouses or partners. It's love that we have for each other. And, it could be friendship and it could be family related. But
it was released on Valentine's Day.
Ironically, yes.
And that event That event was great because we invited our fans to write love poems.
Oh, wow.
And then that night at the show, we put music to their words.
Really?
Just improvised.
Improvised it.
And
it
the
was
crowd
awesome.
Loved it.
Wow,
it
that sounds
great.
So fun.
It was awesome. Well, let's check it out right now. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789, or call or text us from the Civic Media app if you got a question. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have a love for you. I have a
you.
Very nice. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rock is live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Pretty awesome. You've actually made the mini lair awesome.
It's mini.
It's just a half hour. Hey, 844-967-2789. Call or text us to the Civic Media app if you want to say something. I'm gonna ask you about songwriting, and in particular, the songwriting workshop teams. This sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we have gone to conferences and companies and have done some team building where we are with groups of people and we write a song together as a group. So it really is an opportunity to connect with each other, create a safe space, find creativity, and end up with a product at the end.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. We've done it with Girl Scouts. We've done it at conferences.
Retreats.
Yeah, at our retreat.
I can only imagine the three of you write a lot of songs, right? I mean,
yeah.
On average, how many songs do you write in like a year? You know, a couple?
Oh. Well, or together? Like or yeah. I mean, we don't do a ton of writing collectively.
But we should.
We have.
Right.
And we're just all kind of going in different directions at different times sometimes. But, we are all creative people and we do a lot of fun writing. I did February Album Writing Month last month and wrote 15 songs in a month. So that was fun.
What I was trying to say is you all write a lot of songs, and how it has to be difficult to say, that's a really cool song. That's bringing it into this project or this project or something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's tricky sometimes to know what's going to land with what group, when and where, but we like to write together. And when we brainstorm like that last song we wrote, just having fun.
Well, that last song, I was going to ask you about that because, for writing that separately, if you're not all together, I noticed that the vocals alternate between all three of you take like different parts. Like, how does that evolve?
We just take turns and like, who wants first verse?
Like, is it like emailing or chatting back and forth?
Well, this song in particular, we were all in the same place. It doesn't always happen, but.
Oh.
And we
because this is a new song, right?
This is a new song, yes. Mm-hmm. And what was cool is when we started writing it, Beth and I, she usually plays guitar and I play keyboard, but she jumped on keyboard and I picked up a bass. it was a different writing process and it kind of evolved in a different way, which was really fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a great way.
Oh, and our next song, Jen is going to play ukulele.
Oh.
Not tonight, but the next time.
the next song we write.
Right, yes.
Oh, I see.
Can you play the air ukulele?
I could definitely play the air ukulele. I'm the master of the most annoying instruments in this band. Kazoo, ukulele, cowbell.
That's not annoying at all.
Not at all.
I mean, I was expecting whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Ooh.
don't do that.
Rocker. Strike that from the record.
Well, tell us about Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets going to Scotland. And, I mean, can fans actually go with you?
Well, this particular Scotland trip that we're taking in September, end of September, beginning of October, is fall. We filled the bus.
What?
There's one left, actually.
There's one
left. Wow.
One person can join us. But this is the first time we're doing this. And if all goes well, we'll definitely do it again. So,
but we have a tour in 2026, too, that we need to fill a bus. So, yes, people can come with us.
Oh, wow. So, wow. Like, what happens on this tour?
We don't know.
You have to get on the bus and find out.
That's exactly our plan.
But it's like we get to like tour Scotland and look at castles and look at the moors.
And we'll actually play some music
music.
Are you like jamming on the bus?
Anything could happen.
Okay.
Jen's got her kazoo.
I mean, have kazoo, we'll travel internationally.
How many people are on this bus?
25.
Wow, that's a big group.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of arguing about where you go to eat.
I think it's all planned. It's all planned. It's not like we're going to stop at McDonald's and do a drive-thru. But there's this wonderful organization called Scottish Folk Tours. They organize everything. And we are hosting that week. And we get to bring our fans with us that want to come. So in 2026, we'll have that also available in April.
And if you are the one person that wants to come on this tour, you can jump on our website, ginchocolatebottlerockets.com.
Yeah.
And
go to our show's link. Yeah.
Rocker, I originally asked people to call or text.
Yeah.
Well, someone just kind of walked in off the street here.
Oh, okay.
What? I have a question for you guys.
Wait, what's your name?
My name's Gordy.
Gordy.
I live on State Street.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I'm just wondering, how did you guys first meet each other and get together?
Oh, that's a great question.
Who met who first?
Beth and Shawnee met first.
Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
So yeah, Beth and I were in a duo, and Beth and I were also part of a project called Chick Singer Night at that point. And Jen was one of the chicks that got up and sang, and Beth and I were part of the band. And
that was like at the Brink Lounge, right?
That was at the Brink Lounge, yes. And Beth, you got to tell the next part.
Oh, well, so when Shawnee and I used to play as a duo, we jokingly called ourselves Gin and Chocolate after the two things that Shawnee keeps in her purse in the month of February to survive the winter in Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah.
So when we met Jen and she performed with us, she did Bobby McGee and was dancing so vigorously that she accidentally punched me in the head while dancing.
Yep.
And I started seeing stars and I was like, I love her. And then I said to Shawnee in a text message, we should ask Jen to be in our duo, but then it'll be a trio and we can't just be Gin and Chocolate. So we asked Jen, she said yes. And Shawnee's like, well, what about Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets? I'm like, well, that makes sense because I was seeing stars.
That's right.
So
it was. And the rest is history.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's how we got here.
Wow.
That's great.
That was how, what year was that?
Well, we have our 11th anniversary of our first show in April.
Yeah.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go back on the street now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, kind sir.
Thanks for coming in, Gordy.
All right, see ya.
We know
that's
him.
Me.
That's out.
Oh, that's so fun. Done. You know, you got to hear, I'm always on Fridays on John and Gordy in the Morning here on 92.7 FM in Madison. And we do a preview of tonight's show. So it was great. We were talking about you guys Friday.
Oh.
And Gordy's like, oh, man, I want to come in.
Aww.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I first got to see them at Kanamichi in Baraboo.
Oh, yeah.
And that was probably 6 years ago, 7 years. I mean, it was quite a while. But what amazed me was Beth got up on the tables and started dancing while she was singing, while the whole band was going.
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
You don't remember that, do you?
Of course I remember.
Sure.
it happens so often, it's hard to know.
Okay.
Well, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets often tribute a trio of famous singers that you love, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt, and you're going to play your version of a Ronstadt hit, It's So Easy. Tell us about your passion for these stars and what's special about the song you're about to sing.
Well, they were all individual artists. They all are all individual artists that are amazing themselves, and they also came together and formed a trio and did a couple of records. So we just love their music and we love their harmonies too.
All right, well, let's check it out.
Let's get into it right now. We got about 6 minutes before the break here. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
2, 3, 4. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. 2, 3, 4. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me lust for fools, but here I go breaking all the rules. It's so easy.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Oh, oh, so doggone
easy.
Oh, where your hearts are, my heart is learned.
Yes. Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, live in Elyria here on Max Inc. Real, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I think we have time for a little bit more.
We have time for one more song. And while you think that if you might be able to perform one for us, it would be awesome. But Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets are performing at the Loxley venue in Madison, where the old Drive-In used to be, on April 12th. How can our listeners keep up with your social calendar?
Well, we are on the social medias of the Facebook and Instagram varieties, but we also list all of our shows on our website, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com. You can also sign up on our mailing list there at the website, and we send out emails and information about all the different shows that we're doing.
What's coming up in the future for Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets? Any album, maybe? I know this was a new song we heard tonight.
Yeah, we're working on that slowly but surely, you know, and just also trying to get out there doing our songwriting workshops and performing out for lots of fun people. And we're always happy to do it.
And Beth, we were talking about engineering earlier last hour with M. Shays.
Yeah.
You're an engineer too. Yes. What kind of projects are you working on these days?
Well, you had my friend Kathy Couture on here. Yeah. She actually is still fighting cancer. She's kicking ass, and she is cutting her third album.
That's right. It's due out soon, right?
It's going to be released May 10th, actually. We just scheduled that for her. Very exciting. Yeah. She's doing great and putting the finishing touches on her album right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you think you have one more song?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But is there a kazoo solo in the song?
We don't have all the equipment for that song, but we're going to do the title track off.
She pulls a kazoo out of her pocket.
As we mentioned earlier, Jen does not need any encouragement. So,
ironically, I only play kazoo on one of the Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets songs.
Well, we need to remedy that. But we're going to do the title track off of our album. It's called Lean.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's been a pleasure as always. Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, live on Max Inc. Radio.
Faithfully to the bar, to let them see we
judgmental eyes that fall on you. Don't deny your truthfulness, your humanness, your humanness, the way you are. You've got to lean into it, the crime and the clutter in your head, the fear and the longing left unsaid. Joy, all the pain, the in-between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head. All the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out.
Yes, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Lair. You all are so awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to come share your music with us on a Saturday night.
Thanks for having us. We love you guys.
Always. Thank you.
You guys, you're also going to be playing on May 8th at the Canopy Center fundraiser.
Yes, we are.
The Canopy Center. You guys play a lot of fundraisers for good causes.
You know, we're all about supporting other organizations that support others. So, yes. The answer is yes.
Nice.
And also playing at Mama Care's 10th anniversary ball at the High Noon Saloon, March 30th. Sam Ness is going to be there. The Jimmies are going to be there, of course. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. That's a suggested donation, I think, of $10. You probably want to bring 20, maybe 30 bucks. Throw it in the bucket, you know. Help out some musicians here.
Absolutely.
And the Loxley, April 12th.
Yeah, that's going to be our tribute show to Legends and Harmony. So
you'll hear
lots of the Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris type songs, and we'll throw in some other legends.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
It'll be a good time. So go to Loxley's website. You can buy tickets, and it's a really cool new venue. I mean, it's the old Dry Bean, but they've remodeled it, and it looks really great in there. It's very classy.
They are a sponsor of the show.
I heard that earlier. Yeah. They're really trying to get things off the ground there, and I think they're doing it right. They're doing some cool things.
It's great to have
live music. They got you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live music back on the west side. That's awesome. Once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Hey, we got a double dip of Amelia Ford coming up. We have Terry Barr checking in, telling us all about the Bammies up in Green Bay. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
There's a lesson I learned that rattled and turned my world into a place of sweet contentment. There's a light in your soul when you let it all go, when you just kick back and taste a little gin and chocolate. A little gin and chocolate. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Hey, what makes you happy?